Now, there's a point here to be brought up. With remote viewing, we are stressing the visual senses because that's how Jose Silva did it, and he's very, very successful at doing it. We also have auditory senses, and we have kinesthetic senses. Like when Dennis said, and I felt drawn to the location of the tool I was trying to find. That's a kinesthetic awareness sense. That is also a form of remote viewing, and it works just as good as the visual, and different people will find different senses to use. And so when you're doing a remote viewing drill, you might want to just tie in, well, what do I smell when I get a hit visually? What do I feel when I get a hit visually? What do I touch? Is it rough? Is it harsh? Does it smell good? Does it smell bad? What do I hear if I would reach up and objectively scratch it with a hand? So you can bring in all of the senses. Do I feel good emotionally? Do I feel bad? Does it draw me to it? Does it push me away from it? This type of thing. We had a thing last night. I needed to get some vitamins, you know, because I left my vitamins at home for this trip. And I came here and I go to the cab driver and I'm with Dennis. And I said, I want to go to Walgreens. I want to get some vitamins. Well, he took us to Walmart. And well, I went into Walmart because he took us there. I go in there and I go crazy. I don't know if fluorescent lights or what. And I noticed that every line had like 50 people there. And I'm going, I'm not going to wait here. And I said, could you take me to Walgreens? So we go to Walgreens. I go in there. And by the way, he said, yeah, I knew it felt bad when we stopped here. Okay, well, I felt bad too, but I didn't want to make waves with the poor cab driver. So we went right to Walgreens, went in, got it, came back out. I mean, it took 3 minutes for the whole thing. Go with the feelings, because if you're hooked into the remote viewing, into the tuning, it does work all the time. But again, work on the kinesthetics also. I was doing a research paper. I was looking for a book that was on some psychic developmental skills done back in 1882, and it was taught by Tibetan monks to the people in the Theosophy Society. And I couldn't find anything about it. I couldn't find what I wanted on the web, on the internet, none of that stuff there. So I did a program in remote viewing, and I left it with the third scene that I found the product. Okay. And I also found another book on the web that I wanted, and it was at a bookstore in Portland, Oregon called Northwestern Bookstores. So I go into Northwestern Bookstores. I pick up the other book. It's a $6 book. Couldn't find it any place in Medford. But as I'm going out of the door, I get this feeling. I go, where's your metaphysical section? And he points, and I went right over there, reached down. I grabbed this book. I picked it up, and it has every experiment ever done by the Miniature Institute out of Topeka, Kansas, by Dr. Elmer Green on that psychic exercise and drill done by the Tibetan monks in 1882. I mean, it was awesome. So my point is remote viewing works a lot of different ways, but you have to have the alpha developed. You have to have the theta developed. You must be able to tune into those feelings, into those thoughts. I get a lot of auditories. I get things that come in. It's like a voice is speaking to me every once in a while. Sometimes I get drawn to it, like I was drawn to that special report in the bookstore. Sometimes I get a visual. So it depends. It really depends.